in Spain. More alive than the dead of any other country in the world. Federico Garcia Lorca in Le Duende. Dear Federico, where did I read about how everything that counts happens in that space between laughing and crying? Federico, the dead in my country must be like your dead, maybe even more dead. In the mostly dull, often helpless ordinariness of our lives, don't we already resemble the dead? So many of us live in street after street, packed with poor, thin houses. The merest rain and boiling flood collapses them conveniently into coffins. When we trudge to work, we join other living corpses jostling for space on dilapidated buses, trams, and jeepneys, or in dimly lit trains that crawl through the city's clogged arteries. Sometimes there are plastic ovals that hang from the ceiling above the seats, filled with crystals of cheap air freshener meant to evoke the fragrance of violets. Instead, they give off a nauseating aura, a cross between vomit and wilted flowers. So many of the already dead, exchanging coins and bills for breaded gristle at fast food counters. Then, taking the orange plastic trays to seats, flanking a wall with openings made to resemble windows. From the other side, a view of ghostly ones who rap on the glass and signal with outstretched hands. Waifs walk around in rags, carrying little ghosts astride one hip. The eyes of the dead are some of the most beautiful ever recorded. I was trying to say, Federico, that I know you meant the dead are a deep source of mystery because they have crossed over to that realm over which, finally, we have no claim. In some ways, of course, this is true. We don't know anything but the grief that loss and passing carve in the center of the gut. We don't know anything but the terrible uncertainty that dogs our days and nights. Those who hunt our children and loved ones in broad daylight as if they were animals, our most faceless and elusive. But what is the most heartrending of all? In every death after their death, we come to learn their names. Gripped by the specter of our common extinction, how can we not fill the husks of their brief lives with the oil of our flickering remembrances?
That was Marlo de Lara, Feeding the Crocodile, from a 3-CD album that's called Women Take Back the Drone, where there's a lot of other similarly doomy pieces. And before that, I played Ellen Arkbro, Chords for Organ. And there's one song left. And because I'm either predictable, either and or very in love with Caterina Barbieri, it's going to be one of her songs, the last one that she put out, Perennial Fantas. So take a listen and have a good night.
Thank you. Buenas tardes, queridos humanos, bienvenidos al 97.5. Sabéis que estáis en la onda de Radio Lora y, como no, estáis disfrutando de la cloaca que nos va a llevar hasta las 6 de la tarde a base de música ratonil, música de la cloaca y, como no, noticias de los humanos. Noticias deplorables, como siempre, pero bueno, no queremos amargarle el verano a nadie porque posiblemente sea vuestro último verano. O sea que intentaremos poner mucha música y pocas noticias dentro de la olla. Que os aproveche. sin tres, La Polla Records, El Ojo TV.
En el banco y en la estación, escondidas en la esquina, en el centro de la ciudad, en las calles de negocios, a tu espalda o frente a ti, se despliegan en silencio. Serás un gran artista, a menos que te